I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington. One of the diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks this week indicated that the United States views Russia as a corrupt, virtual mafia state. A secret memo that apparently originated from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow paints a picture of a nation that's fraught with corruption at every level of its government, including bribery, extortion, and espionage. VOA senior correspondent Andre Denestra, who was our bureau chief in Moscow for years, tells me accusations of corruption in the Russian government are nothing new.
Hold the presses, as we used to say. You know, corruption is, as the New York Times says, infects all elements of Russian public life. Now, the New York Times, one of the news organizations that got all these WikiLeaks cables, so they basically compiled and put it together. But I mean, it has been part of Russian life going back centuries. I mean, and when I opened the Moscow bureau in 1989, my goodness, I mean, if there wasn't little bakshish, you know, basically from corruption to trying to make things work, we'd still be waiting for a bureau. As a matter of fact, an interesting sidelight, Steve, is that one of the major American networks had a line item in their budget called graft, to give you an example. So nothing new. No, really, nothing new.
You had to slip some money to someone at some point.
To do whatever, whether it's putting carpeting in an office, whether it's building studios, whether it's getting parts for your car, and you had to do it, of course, when New Year and Christmas and everything else. Yes, it has always been part of Russian life.
And WikiLeaks or not, the relationship continues.
Yeah, the relationship continues. It's a blip and, you know, it's a hiccup. I mean, it's everybody knows that these are diplomatic cables. Everybody knows that the game of diplomacy is okay. You have to be honest, and it simply made it to somebody who decided to leak it, and so now a lot of people might have an egg on their faces, but diplomacy will continue.
And what about the Prime Minister Vladimir Putin? He's been on American television this week. He says, U.S. stay out of our affairs. So
well, it's the classic reaction, in the sense of don't tread on me, type of thing, and so that's a normal reaction. But I mean, if you were honest, he wasn't going to say yes, I'm corrupt, but it's certainly part of Russian life.
Secretary of State Clinton has said no matter what these cables say, specifically with Russia, it's not going to change American diplomacy. Is that probably a fact?
Well, yes, it won't change American diplomacy, but it will certainly change their partners' thinking about, wait a minute, if I say this, will it be in a cable? Will it make it to the New York Times, The Guardian, El País, or Der Spiegel? Mm-hmm. So they may be more kind of circumspect in talking about diplomatic issues than they would otherwise. Because if I'm talking to you and I have doubts about whether what I'm going to say is going to make it in the press, I might be not as forthcoming in diplomacy, and that may hurt American diplomacy down the line.
VOA senior correspondent Andre Dineshnera, who was our bureau chief in Moscow for many years. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.